Blog Talk Radio.
Who's it, Earl?
Good evening. This is Kenny Hodge, co-producer of Hodge to Hodge Podcast Radio, with an installment of The Attic. It's our premier family talk podcast, and we try to have a good time while talking about very relevant issues. Let's see. Let me just get a shout out here to find out who's on the line tonight. Okay, Nurse Carmen is with us.
Yes, hello.
Baby sis, you there?
I'm here.
Baby bro, you there?
Yeah, fucking up from the door, I see.
Oh, no, you. 570, Sister Sunshine, you there? Who's 570?
I'm 570,
oh,
baby
sis.
Girl.
I'm sorry. All right.
Yes,
baby sis. Brother Messenger, you there?
I'm here, my brother.
All right. Hey, listen, we got an interesting show for you tonight. Got a couple topics we want to hit real quick. We're going to start off with this Donald Trump, Kanye West summit. Before we even talk about that, I got a track I want to play real quick. I think I got a track. As we intro that piece there.
President Donald Trump is looking to host a race summit, and on the guest list, he wants rapper Kanye West and NFL player Colin Kaepernick. Pastor and White House advisor Daryl Scott told People that the president wanted a diverse gathering with musicians and athletes also in attendance. West and Trump recently had an exchange via Twitter where he calls Trump his brother. Meanwhile, Trump is known for harsh comments against the NFL protest started by Kaepernick. Scott says that the president is in 100% support of the event. He says the president was very enthusiastic about the multiracial summit that would most likely take place in early summer. Scott said, quote, "It's not going to be a black-only event. It will be a melting pot." Despite the president's sticky history with race-driven issues, Scott says that Trump will be in attendance. He said, quote, "I want people from the left to attend. I want it to get heated, but I want it to be respectful."
So, as you can see, we're going to start right off
chill.
With we're going to start right off with the bullshit tonight. Yeah. Hey, but anyway, let's get back to this summit. First of all, we want to have a summit, but your two marquee personnel for your race summit is Kanye West and Colin Kaepernick. Tell me about the invitation of the or the selection of the keynotes. I mean, what is he really trying to do here? Or how do you feel about those two individuals? I don't know how, but he want to have a summit. And he want to kind of invite them or center it around them. What's your feelings on that?
I think it's political.
It's just a plot to get the two black people arguing with each other, and he could step back. See, I told you they were animals.
Well, I mean, first of all, I question the whole validity of it, because didn't Trump? When he ran for president, I mean, his whole platform was pretty much racial, wasn't it? I mean, where's the peace coming from now?
It wasn't racial. It was just pro-white.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, where was the? Yeah. There was no peace. There was no. I didn't see any harmony or anything in that. So where is it all coming from now?
What it's coming from is, as I said, he wants Kaepernick and he wants Kanye, right? And Kanye right now on that other stuff. So what he wants is it to become a debate between Kanye and Kat, so that way Kanye can prove his point without him saying it, and then people can see that it ain't just Donald Trump. It's other people that think that as well. But if you get another white person, then it's racial. But if it's two black people...
No, I think we missed...
Well, it's,
I mean,
not
so
only
so
going to be
them two. So it's all for political purposes.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. Now, let's just... Right. It's just going to be... From my understanding now, I did some reading on it today, is he's having a summit, but he inviting... He wants Kanye and Kaepernick there as, like, his guest of honor.
Right.
Like, I'm going to show these two.
He's
going to
have other people there.
Yeah. Well,
if I was Kaepernick, I wouldn't even participate in it.
Well, two words. Bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I wouldn't. Exactly. I wouldn't even participate if I was Kaepernick. I wouldn't.
But now let me ask you a question. Why not? Watch it now. See,
like
this
I said, I don't trust his motives.
His motives, watch this. You got to know going into the jungle that's a snake. You have to understand that. So therefore, if you understand that's a snake, we have been conditioned to learn snakes do certain things. Okay? So don't be surprised. But what I'm saying is you take that opportunity and maybe put a little positivity into that nonsense that he want to put together. Because I'm just saying, just based on his past. Now, he might be sincere. I highly doubt it.
No.
But just based
exactly.
on his past.
No.
Yeah. I'm just saying. But, you know, change comes instantly, man. That's all I'm saying.
Right. If he was sincere, I think there's far more better people that you can get
exactly.
other than Kanye. But
exactly what I'm talking about.
No,
exactly.
This is why he's. But once again, this is why he's getting Kanye. He want Kanye because he thinks he just don't know right now. Kanye on some other stuff, and he could slip in and out at any time. And so right
no.
now, because he thinks Kanye, huh?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
And because he thinks Kanye is on his side, he wants Kanye to debate Kaepernick. I know he wants them as their honorary guest, but if it's a panel, then they're all going to have topics to bring up. And if those are the two, because he ain't got no other black people he can bring unless you bring Carson. And Carson going to be asleep. So he ain't got no other two, so at least it's up to them two to do the talking from a quote-unquote black perspective.
Kaepernick
got
one,
and Kanye got another.
Because he
thinks
he has an ally with
Kanye. The bottom line to me is this. As far as that summit going, ain't nothing going to come about that. The real summit is North Korea. That's what you need to be worrying about.
Man, nigga, how you... Wait a minute, hold on.
That's just for his reality show.
Hey, brother messenger. Everybody in the car or the family drive, and baby bro pulled the rocket out. He pulled the spaceship out. We going local right now.
I ain't going to the car. I'm taking the G4. I ain't taking the car with y'all.
Yeah. Helicopter some shit out, man.
No, my point is this. It's just for show, man. Ain't nothing gonna come about this. It's just for show. Donald Trump told black people, he can solve their problem. Only him. Only he. And how's that working out?
Well, you know what? Hey, as far as him and Kanye, man, I mean, that's working out pretty good for him. Because, watch this, they be tweeting, and they like BFFs now, man.
And that's what's going good.
Kanye got an album to sell. Hold on, let me let y'all hear it again.
Watch it. Let me let y'all hear what the president think about Kanye.
Donald Trump has found himself an admirer of Chicago rapper Kanye West. Kanye tweeted a photo of him wearing a Make America Great Again hat. He also called President Trump his brother.
I've known Kanye a little bit, and I get along with Kanye. I get along with a lot of people, frankly. But Kanye looks and he sees black unemployment at the lowest it's been in the history of our country. He sees that stuff, and he's smart. And he says, you know what? Trump is doing a much better job than the Democrats did.
West even told his audience at a concert that if he voted in 2016 election, he would vote for Trump. However, West hasn't always been supportive of Republicans who either held or sought the presidency. In 2005, West criticized President George Bush during a telethon after her
George Bush treatment. Doesn't care about black people.
During the 2012 election, he criticized Mitt Romney with a song saying, Mitt Romney don't play no taxes. However, during Kanye's pro-Trump Twitter storm, he posted Trump's his brother, and he will run as a Democrat Republican.
That's what happens when you have a lot of free time on your hand. You learn
right,
about love.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, work with me, man.
Hold on to that technology just for a later day right now. Right?
Yeah, watch this. Okay. We got one. Huh? What's this, man? I'm telling you, man. We about to go live, man. What?
Yeah,
I give myself a hand. Don't mess with me right now. Right? That's what I'm going
to do.
What's this? Hey, what's this? Your High to High podcast. Y'all all right, man? Yeah. Okay. Come on, let's get this show started.
Somebody is feeling itself. Okay, all right.
Man.
Hey, so co-producer, you want us to just sit back and just be amazed at some of your creations?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that was it. That was my whole whole load for tonight. That's all the new stuff for tonight, man.
Okay. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be stuffing all those things here, man. I'm still waiting for my soundboard to come in, and that's going to be
Why are we here?
DJ make some sounds.
I'm not leaving the family, man. I'm not leaving the family, y'all. We going together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Michael.
No, we sticking together, man.
Lionel Richie left the Commodores, and look, Michael left the Jackson 5. You just trying to tell us something?
CMB, man. CMB.
Okay, all right,
bro. I don't know, y'all. Should we be worried? Okay.
By this time tomorrow, I'll be done cut pieces of previous recordings, and I'll just do a show and tell y'all, oh, hey, don't worry about it. I already got it together.
Hey, can I give you a news flash?
What's that, brother?
News flash. Celtics up 3-2.
Hold on, messenger. I said,
let me cut his microphone off. We don't need to hear from the messenger no more tonight, man. No more tonight. You watch this. You know what I'm saying? So
hey, but wait. If everybody recall, I said Cleveland going to win, but they ain't going to sweep in four straight games. I just said that.
And then
they're going to win in Boston. But I have to get a news flash to show you.
It just got real.
Hold
on. But anyway. Yeah. But you know what I wonder? We're gonna drift a little bit because that's what we do. That's what the A for attic is, always changing. But it'll come to you. Stay with me. Keep up.
I hear that. See what I'm saying? Right, yeah. You got to slow down sometime. You can lose them.
That's all I'm saying. All right. But I wonder how can you play so good at home and so bad away from home? Ronnie, you being the basketball player, watch it. You being the closest person to an NBA star we have in the cast. Can you explain that, man?
Yeah, it's called home field advantage. When you got the crowd behind you pumping you up, you go that extra mile and stuff. And as I told you as well, Cleveland guys, they depend on LeBron James just entirely too much. You can't find a better player, but he can't beat seven guys by himself. Yeah. And whenever they show up, they can beat anybody.
But yeah.
And home field advantage, you got the crowd behind you. You feel like you can do anything.
Because after them two games, when they just spanked Boston ass thoroughly, Boston came back tonight and spanked them, son. Yeah.
Home crowd.
But watch this.
Games
like this, after the podcast tonight, I watched that game. I recorded it, and I'll sit there and watch it, hoping that the Cavs still pull it out, man.
Oh, okay,
but I watch this one. I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
Hey, if you believe,
that's called some good shit.
Actually, baby boy, right on that one. That's some extra good stuff.
I was just trying to give you a metaphoric example of how committed I am to the Cavaliers winning the championship, man. So don't nobody be calling mommy talking about mom. We need to go check on Kenny. All right, I was just out the bullshit, y'all.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We need to go check on highs and highs, man.
Okay.
All right. I see you still showing off, dropping names.
He called his own name.
Before that, rewind that a little bit more.
But by tomorrow, by the next podcast, I'm gonna have that fixed too. Every time a real name come out, there's gonna be a sound that automatically comes out and covers it. Just work with me. If I get that done, if I could really do something like that, then there's no reason for me to work at the post office. There's no reason. Hey, but listen, you know what though, brother? I'm so serious, man. I got our topics all laid out here, man, and you just segue right into the next topic about a little bit on the Cavs. But when we were putting this show together, I thought the conversation would be different about this point.
I know.
Because after they won them two games, I'm thinking, okay, we can go ahead and talk about the Cavs a little bit. But I still say bring him to New York where he can be comfortable, and then all will be right with the world. That's what I'm saying. All will be right with the world. Huh?
I'm going baby boy on you. Yeah, you can bring him to New York, but don't bring him to the park for no barbecue.
How about that?
I missed that. What's going on?
You didn't hear about what happened out in Oakland?
That was Minnesota, right?
No, that was out in Oakland, California. The white woman, she called the police on the group of black people while they were barbecuing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute.
Can you hear about
now.
That one?
No. Somebody bring me up to speed. Huh?
This is about a day or two ago. A white woman, she called the police on to complain about a group of black people barbecuing in a public space, no less.
Uh huh.
She called to make a complaint on them. So they're calling it cooking out while black. So now it's just like a big joke now. Everybody's making
Hold on. Did they keep turning the meat while I was out there? When I was out there cooking,
nobody stopped because they weren't doing anything illegal.
It was a deal.
This guy, he's 47 years old. He lived out in California, and he used to go to the park all the time and barbecue. This is white lady, and she was there, and all of a sudden he wasn't supposed to be barbecuing, and they recording it while they talking. She on the phone with the police, telling them all kinds of stuff, And she said, oh, they're following me, they're harassing me. And the and they got the cameras on, they're showing, lady, we got cameras on, you showing, ain't nobody doing nothing to you. But she started talking to the police, telling them all kind of crazy stuff about her, you know, what's going on at the park. And the guy said, you've been doing it for 42 years, coming to the park, having a cookout. She just so happened to be there that day and didn't want him to cook out. It went viral, and 2 days later,
hundreds of people gathered in the park 2 days later, and now they, I mean, doing the electric slide, they made like a big party out of it to show her, you're not shutting anything down, and just how ridiculous she was to be even calling the cops on anybody for barbecuing in the park. It's like ridiculous.
I'm just saying, if he was out there barbecuing and he kept turning that meat over from side to side, yeah, that was too much. Yeah. That was extra. Yes, they were supposed to call the cops on him. He supposed to put that meat on that grill. Watch this, though. But you know what's even sadder? The cops telling her, I got you on camera. But I bet you they still came out there, didn't they? They see
no,
on camera.
No, the cops didn't tell her
that. No, because she was
everybody
lying.
Was
she
recording.
Was saying that.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because
oh,
when
yeah.
she
oh.
called them, she was actually lying, saying that things that they were doing to her, which they really weren't.
See, I would have to stop and try to. I mean, see now from a psychologist's point of view, was it the barbecue that was really making her mad? Did they have like the wrong flavor?
There's another video out there where somebody actually, where they have a video of somebody talking to her and saying to her, "What was your issue?" Because clearly no one
was
doing
pork?
Anything to you.
They must have been cooking pork.
So what was your problem? And so she said that her issue was it was illegal because it says there was no charcoal grill was not allowed. And they said to her that that's ridiculous. It was if there was a sign or something out there saying that you could grill, and she was saying her issue was that it was illegal. And they said that that's incorrect.
Yeah, because they got
charcoal. You could grill out there.
In place there, right. They got them there. You bring the charcoal, we got the grills for you.
Right. So they were telling her that was your problem the fact that they were black? Was that your real issue? And she was, no. My problem was that, you know, they were grilling and that was illegal. And they were saying, no, it was legal. There's a sign there saying that they could grill. So what was your real issue? Was it the fact that they were black? And she was, no, I don't have a problem with that, you know. So it was all good.
And you know who made
further,
that all possible?
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. What was that, Nurse Carmen?
I said in a further investigation, she not only had problems with black people, she had problems with people non-white. It wasn't just the black people. She had issues. That was not the first instance with her with other people that were non-white. She had other issues.
So she just...
She's trying to help make America great again. All right.
So what was her national? What was her nationality? What was she?
She was white.
She was white.
I couldn't tell if she was.
Because she had on shades, and I couldn't really tell what she was exactly.
No, she was white, but she had people issues with other people of. Again, non-white,
Like minorities? She had issues with minorities, period?
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, you know, hey, I'm saying, if that man, if he kept flipping that meat, especially if it was pork, if I was that lady, I would have called the cops, too. Yeah, you don't cook.
I know she was beside herself when she saw all them black people out there
two days later,
because that park was
somebody
packed.
Somebody came over to her and told her, now it's time to get nervous.
I'm sure she probably had a coma. She probably fell into a coma 2 days later when she saw all those people out there.
We just came out here to cook a little meat, have a little fun outside in the sun, and you wanted to get it all twisted up. So now you get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but check
this
out, though.
Mouth to mouth.
So we just ignore that shit?
Well, I mean, what they going to do? I mean, at the most they're going to do to that lady is give her a fine for, a false allegation. Because
to me, she shouldn't be calling the cops making a frivolous complaint like that.
Okay,
so she should be fined or something.
They hit a protect and serve now. They hit a protect and serve. All I'm saying is, when Earl said,
that's twice. Yeah, that's twice. You and baby girl, twice.
I didn't say your name.
When baby girl says, we're going to let that go, what can you really do about that? Really? What could be done about that?
Yeah, just let
anybody,
it ride.
Help me out.
Let it ride. Let it ride. Let it ride.
No, but I'm saying, what could be done about that, though?
Nothing. But
let's say
what is worse possible.
To this lady.
Who
let's say the worst possible.
Who made it possible?
It was
going to
be possible
hundreds
of years ago. Yeah, it's
no,
been possible.
I understand that. But they used to keep that under their breath. Who made it popular now to go ahead and speak your mind like that? The guy that's supposed to be holding the summit.
Yeah, they're president.
These are the kind of things. I keep saying this. These are the kind of things they thought when Obama became president, black people was going to be doing to them.
Yes, that's
and the
true.
Minute Trump got up there and let them know, yo, it's all right to do this, and they turn it around and do it. Make America great. There used to be a time when you can walk around and voice your opinion. You know, black people or whoever like that in white America and get away with that. Nothing will happen to you.
Well, that's when it was great, right?
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling
she
you,
she should
man,
at least be fined. I think she should at least be fined or something because that was a false complaint.
See, this is what I'm
she
saying,
get a fine.
Watch this. She's going to get a fine.
She's got a lawyer. Yeah.
If she was that bold or that brazen to go and make that phone call, that means she going to do something else. So trust me, the universe is going to catch up to that lady, all right? If she was that brazen to call the cops because you barbecuing in the park, when the park put grills there, okay? Now, again, if she thought it was illegal, you can't fault her for that. Well, I said, we all know what's
going on. How could she have thought that? There were signs right there saying that it was legal or allowed to do. So she couldn't have possibly thought that.
She very careful because every time they ask her, that's her story. She's not touching that race issue, is she? She's staying away from that. We all know that's the real reason, but she ain't even commenting on that. All she's saying is, I did this because I thought it was illegal. So what she really saying is, and we know there's some bullshit, no matter who was out there with barbecuing that day, I would have called the cops on them. So, again, this is calculated on her part because she's very careful what she's saying.
Okay, so what
is,
about the lies? What about okay, so let's
okay.
just hypothetically
what
say, like, hold on a second. Let's just wait. Hold on a minute. Let's just say nobody videotaped her not being harassed or anything. And let's say a cop pulled up and she told that cop that she was being harassed, pushed, shoved, they hit or beat her, and the cop believed her. And that gentleman got arrested based on what she said, because it would have been her word against his, based on a pure lie, because that's all it was a lie. And if nobody had that on videotape, it would have been her word against his. And she would have stuck to that lie. Make no mistake about it. She would have stuck to her lie if nobody didn't have it on video.
Yeah, that's how they do us all the time anyway.
All I'm saying is this. In this particular
exactly.
case.
Exactly. So because they had it on video, and that was the saving grace in this case, because they had it on video that no one put their hands on her, so no harm came to her, and it was all just a lie. So that was the saving grace in this case.
So what do you do
to
her for lying? That's all I'm saying.
Well, first of all, cops, because you took a cop away from something else more important, people are being, there's crimes being committed every 5-10 minutes out in Oakland. So you took a cop away from something more important than a frivolous lie that you're telling.
I don't
have time for that.
But what are you, I'm saying, so what's the worst penalty you give her? That's all I'm saying.
Like I said, fine her or do something. I just think they shouldn't let that go. Something should be done, because if not, she'll do it again.
Watch this. She's going to do it again. And watch this. And I'm willing to bet you if you run her history down, this ain't her first time. That's a bold move. And you got to do that. Yeah. You don't just, you know what I'm saying? Because first of all, if she was really scared, she wouldn't have stayed there and called the police if we got all these black people around her. Yeah. If she was really, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so this was some calculated stuff that she did to cause turmoil for whatever personal reason she wanted to call it. But I'm saying,
and I mean,
the worst
was determined.
Thing,
you got to see the video. She was determined.
Yeah.
She was very determined with that phone call.
Yeah. She sure was, yeah.
Huh. And so that just tells me that's how they roll. That's what they do. And that's just proof positive how they lie.
Well, again, nobody
can deny
that. They
do it with no remorse.
They'll tell you that.
They do it with no remorse or anything. They just very calmly, she just got on the phone and was just, you know, proceeded to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Like,
I understand they've been lying, but to just see it unfold right in front of you, it was just like, are you kidding me? Like, I mean, I know they've been doing it all along, but to just see it right in front of you, just like she was doing it like it wasn't nothing. Like they were really actually harassing her. If you didn't see it in front of you, you wouldn't never believed it. Like, you actually would have thought they were harassing her because that's what she was on the phone. They're harassing me. They're following me. I'm like, this lady is, are you kidding me right now? If they didn't have that on video, I'm telling you, that cop would have pulled up and she would have stuck to that story. She would have got somebody arrested that night, that day.
Hey, but listen, watch this. We're gonna slide right from that negative black story to a positive black story. Did anybody catch the royal wedding? Come on now. Nobody saw the royal wedding?
I saw highlights of it too early in the morning to actually watch the real thing.
Wait, did we talk about this already? I don't think so. Yeah. Look here, I don't recall, but I'm
the addict, but we talked about it Saturday night. Yes, we did.
Yeah,
Sunday night.
I happened to be up and it was on my TV. And let me tell you something. The United States could learn a lot from just that little event. I watched that one day. And let me tell you something. I don't know shit about what's going on in England, nor do I pretend to. But I tell you this much. On that day, if they was trying to fool somebody, they fooled a lot of people. Because that was just so, it just had, again, you got to understand that. There's this sister coming into the royal family, which, first of all, I'm sure everybody in there was on volume that day, on them volumes and shit. But because I'm sure they still don't understand that. But they had the right amount of black influence in her wedding. And again, what I seen from the way they had it choreographed and laid out was that she has a voice. It ain't like, you know what I'm saying? There was a, what's this? They had an Episcopal minister preaching in the Queen's private cathedral. And you seen the face of the people in there. Everybody wanted to be like, what the bloody hell? Because I know they had the black choir in there. I mean, I'm telling you, man. And then to watch them get in that carriage and just drive off and watch that whole nation of people over there just lining the streets. I'm telling you, that was just some awesome shit, man.
Yeah, she'll never be the queen.
Well, again, but look, she a duchess. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Some things ain't supposed to be because her husband ain't even in line to be the king. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's true.
But that's
what fairy tale weddings are all about. Fairy tale.
But I'm just saying. But you know what? I wonder. I bet you the price tag on that wedding, that shit had to be in the millions of dollars. Because watch this, everything was synchronized to be on time. I was looking at them planning that shit, right? Watch this, the queen left from where she had to leave from at 12 o'clock because she was 8 miles out. And in order for her to hit the gate at the time, I'm serious, they had that shit down to science like that. You could close your eyes and just tell by there was a car going to be coming by you. And just from understanding the program, you know who's in the car. I mean, that's how precise this shit was. But I'm telling you, man, I felt good. Her mama was there. Prince Charles.
She was
man,
the only
you know,
family. She was the only family member there, right?
Yeah. That I know. Yeah, Oprah was there though. Oprah was rocking a hat like
from
the queen.
Her, no, I mean from her. I mean from her family. Nobody else was there. Her dad. I don't think he made it because he had some kind of surgery.
Well, her dad, supposedly some surgery. Yeah, they started that bullshit with her dad about he sold some pictures of them. Let me tell you something, all right? I mean, for real. I'm sorry. If my daughter come home tomorrow, and she telling me she gonna get married to this joker that's a king or whatever. I mean, they in love. Of course, I'm gonna take pictures, and if I can make some money off them pictures, I ain't mad at her father for doing this. What I'm saying, and because he did that, I guess that was so bad in the queen's eyes that he couldn't come over there, man.
Is that why he wasn't there?
He supposedly did something like that and he wasn't invited, but I guess to fix it up, to make it not look as bad, they said that he was scheduled for some kind of heart surgery.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying. But yeah, he sold
somebody
some pictures
to
the tabloids.
Somebody's over there giving me a lot of feedback. Hmm.
Yeah, but he gave some pictures to tabloids.
Yeah, but I'm saying, man, hey, that's his daughter, and my pop's struggling, and some pictures of me and Prince Harry will put some money in my father's pocket. Yo, pops, take these pictures, man. For real, I'm serious. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, hold on, pop, let me pose. Let me Vogue for you.
Yeah, and she has a sister, too. Her sister wasn't invited, but I don't think they're on the best terms. But
that
the sister
matter,
wasn't
man.
Invited either.
See, no, what's
but her, sister was,
my,
her sister wasn't invited.
Yeah, that's messed up.
But there's some issues with them. But her mom was there. But I heard it was really nice.
I'm telling you, it was marvelous. It was everything was just like cool. I'm serious, man. I felt a little sentimental. Doing the wedding, right? I started to feel so sentimental about the wedding. I got up there some push-ups, man. Bring my alpha male back.
Did you really?
It was real. I'm telling you, man. Yeah, so they had their little thing out there, man. But I'm just saying, I really liked it because, again, they had the black church there. And when the black choir sang, it was just funny to look at the faces of them people because they had never experienced nothing like that before. And it was taking place, get a load of this, in the Queen's private cathedral. You know, I mean, that's some bullshit off the rip. You got your personal cathedral, for real. For real.
I don't know her church habits, but do you think she experienced that?
No, man. No. Queen?
What'd the choir sing, Kenny?
I don't know. I know they sung it, though.
Gather at the river.
No, it was a black influence. It was one of them old Nigrod. It was one of them old Nigrod.
I think they were singing Stand By Me. I did catch that.
It was
Stand By Me.
It was Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
It was Stand By Me.
They were Stand By Me because they was piping it out to the crowd and everybody was singing that.
Yeah.
That was beautiful, but I still don't give a shit.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, but all I'm saying is if you was black in England, you could see where you know, I mean, I don't know. I just think that they respected her, and I was surprised because I didn't expect to see that. I thought she was going to take her black ass in there and have that lily white wedding that she don't have. I'm just saying, I really did. I thought that's what that was going to be. But you know,
that was some coming to America shit, wasn't it?
Exactly. So you know, again, but she had her people there. And again, she got a lot of white
friends. You thought it was going to be, you know, what you like. I like what you like, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. That's what I thought.
I said, you thought it was going to be, I like whatever you like.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know what it is I like, but what is it that you like?
Supposedly, Oprah was there because Oprah is going to have a sit down with her mama. While they over there?
Oh, yeah, she's
so
doing the first interview.
She did that. Yeah.
She's doing the first interview. Oh, she got an angle. You know she got her angle.
Oh, mama just got paid.
Watch this. You don't get rich by accident. Watch this. But Oprah was rocking one of them queen hats, though. And her hat was a little better. I'm just saying. Hey, watch this. When you looked in the audience, you didn't know if you was at the cathedral or you was at a Church of God and Christ concert. Yeah. I mean, convention. Because when the Church of God of Christ, when they have their convention, Boy, watch this. Ain't nobody talk about their souls. Everybody got to get them new outfits with the hats to match, man. You go up in one of these, yeah, you go up in one of the churches, you'd be like, okay, we ain't seeing shit in here today. Ain't nobody going to see nothing but the back of somebody's hat.
You do know she used to be one of the models on that Deal or No Deal where they open up the suitcase?
Yeah. That's, I mean, like I said, yeah, I think. And then
was
she
really
on.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She was
an actor.
She on some TV shows too, right? Was she on a sitcom?
No.
I don't know about she's an actress?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know what she was in.
I was going to say, what did she star in? Because I didn't know she was an actress.
Yeah, she had a cameo or something like that.
Oh, so this was a big come up for her. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew she was from, I knew she was like, you know, just from, what, Compton or something like that?
Yeah.
She's from Compton?
Yeah, but, it, but anybody that married Prince is a big come up. I don't care who you are.
Right, but I'm just saying, I didn't know. I mean, like I said, I knew she was from Compton, but I didn't know she was like, acting or doing anything like that.
Nah, man. You ever see that TV sitcom Suits?
Yeah.
You heard of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she stars in that.
In that, yeah.
Yeah.
So not wishing no bad on them. I'm taking bets right now. How long you think that's gonna last?
100 years, man.
I hope it's like a fairy tale. I hope they write off and they live happily ever after.
Well, that's what they said about.
Well, and if you seen the way he was towards her, it might last longer than a lot of other ones last.
Yeah.
But
you know what's
about that? You know what I mean?
What's it? But did you see the uniform that nigga had on, man?
That was his army uniform.
For a military uniform. That was a nice uniform, man. But one thing that puzzled me though, they went through. They had Bentley. Everybody arrived in a Bentley, Rolls Royce. I could not figure out why that nigga didn't get a haircut, man. I couldn't figure out. he didn't get a line up or nothing, man. I'm just saying.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Because you figure, you know, if this was your day in the sun, you go tell the barber, look, line me up that morning. I want that line to be fresh.
That's my man.
Once again, I'm the prince, man.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I'm the prince.
Yeah. Because wasn't it rumored that his daddy ain't his daddy?
Ooh.
Huh? Wasn't that out there for
his daddy
Prince
probably
Charles?
Said. Yeah, probably saying that ain't my son,
because
I wouldn't
have
never did that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so he was a rebel from the dough, but again, I think that was a beautiful wedding, and I'm gonna get up off that so I can still stay intact. You know, 96th Marine Corps, Army Drill Sergeant. All right, yeah, let me bring it back. Hey, but let's not even talk about that no more. No, but you know what, though? You know what? The other day, baby sis, we was talking about when we went backstage with Patti LaBelle.
Okay, right.
And last night, well, not last night, but the final night on American Idol, guess who had their old ass up on the stage? Patti LaBelle.
Patti?
Yeah, watch it. She still got them pipes too, man. Yeah, she did. Yeah. It was funny that we just talked about her, and she sung a duet with somebody. You know how they have the polished professional singers will come on and they'll do a song with the contestants.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, y'all don't watch American Idol?
No, I stopped doing that. After
I haven't seen
two.
It since the days of Ruben Studdard. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What was that?
Wow.
That was the second season. That's when I stopped watching it. Fantasia. Fantasia was the first season.
Right.
Go ahead. I ain't go front. I just watched it this year. But I will say this.
Katy
Perry, yeah. Watch this. I almost bought a CD yesterday, man, but I fought it off.
Did you really?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm joking. Hell no. I only do, watch this. I don't even know what kind of, I really don't even know what kind of music she sings. I just think she's just a cool ass person, man.
Do you really?
Yeah, I mean
I'm not familiar with her like that.
I only know her from that show. I've seen her. I really don't even know what kind of music she's singing. I know she got a nice voice, and I just think she's just cool as hell on the show, man. That's all.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And then they got this other.
He said, "Yeah,
then
man."
Lionel on there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, me and Katie. All right. She just don't know it yet.
All righty then.
Okay.
But watch this. All that came out of Patti LaBelle.
Right.
All that came out of Patti LaBelle. Yeah.
I was telling the messenger. I was in Hope, PA. Hopesville, PA. I was at the gas station, and Vanetta McGee. She played sister in the movie Sparkle.
Yes.
She came inside to pay for her gas, and the messenger didn't know who I was talking about. He didn't know who I was talking about. So he said, "Who?" I said, "She played sister in Sparkle."
Yeah.
And the messenger didn't know who I was talking about. I'm like, "Come on, man. She played sister. You know, sister can't fly on one wing." Remember
That's
that scene?
Right.
When she said, "Sister can't fly on one wing." Messenger didn't know who I was talking about. I said, "Wow, man. Go back and watch Sparkle."
Okay.
She played in a lot of other things, too.
I couldn't think of anything for some reason.
Oh.
I couldn't come up with anything. What else is she playing?
A lot of black sitcoms.
I couldn't think of nothing
else. She's been in a lot
of
black
sitcoms.
Like
what? Because I couldn't think of anything else to tell them.
The other day I was walking down the street.
What happened?
The other day I was walking down the street and Moses came up to me. Now, who seen what he played in?
Moses.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to be funny.
He played in that Spike Lee joint, right? He was in that Spike Lee joint.
Do the right thing.
He's just picking a name.
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing?
She even played on Good Times. She was J.J. Walker's lover in Good Times as a younger Vanetta McGee.
Yeah. Okay.
She was the older woman that he was dating.
Okay. I just couldn't think of nobody to give him another movie at the time. But I couldn't believe
he
didn't know who I was talking
about. Hold on. You sure that wasn't Debbie Allen?
Debbie Allen what?
No, Debbie Allen.
It was Vanetta McGee. Thank Good Times.
It must be two episodes. Yeah. I remember Debbie Allen, she was on Dope. And her and JJ ran away to get married.
That was a different episode.
Different episode.
Yes.
Okay. Look at you and your nostalgia. Wow.
And I think she even played in a movie with Muhammad Ali. She played his wife. I'm trying to think of the name of the movie.
This is Greatest Love of All.
No.
The only movie Muhammad Ali did was The Greatest.
Hey, but listen, real quick, just to go around the horn. One question.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous person you met?
The messenger.
Most famous?
Hold on, man.
All right.
I don't know.
We got some talking to do. She said the messenger. She dropped the mic too, man. That's all I got to say about
that. That's right, the messenger.
I'm sorry, but I'm making top
the messenger. I think I can top the messenger. I met a few famous people. I don't know. What about you?
The one
what
that
about
stands
you?
Out.
Shoot.
You
me, I'm gonna say the most famous person I met was Stevie. Yeah.
Oh, look, he said Stevie I just was talking to him the other day, Stevie, like they're on a first name basis.
Watch it. If I went back to me and Shetland Morris, so that's the nigga real name. Yeah, me and Shetland Morris, we used to kick it before he couldn't see. But but I met Stevie, and it was And again, I said like Eddie Murphy brother said, man. I was kind of starstruck when I met him. I was. Yeah.
Well, he's up there. He's a big deal.
Yeah.
He's a big deal.
Yeah.
He's definitely a big deal.
Yeah, man. But I.
You want to know who mine is?
Who's yours?
Hey, I'm going to drop the mic on this one. God. Bang. Done.
Let's keep it on the earth.
See, I'm gonna tell you like we had to tell baby bro earlier. Here we are in the car for family drive, and you gonna pull out the spaceship. All right, I'm just saying. Yeah, you gonna go get the spaceship now. It's not that kind of trip, and we
exactly. Thank you.
So you get a do-over, man, all right? You get a do-over, brother.
Right.
Basically, it's the kind of trip you make it. I met Will Chamberlain in Hawaii.
All right, okay.
Oh, okay.
Did y'all hang out?
Okay.
For a minute.
So you have carnal knowledge of what? Number 102 and 103?
It could have been 05 and 6. Yeah.
All right, baby boy, who was the most famous person
I knew some people. They was famous in my eyes because of what they could do. And to me, that made them stories. But I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to save that for another day. I'm going to say Dr. J. Dr. J, when he came to the Boys Club over there in 21st Ave,
I remember that.
And he had some tight ass shorts. They was about
to. I remember that.
Uniforms back then. That nigga gonna bust them shorts. He gonna. He shook my hand. It's like his whole that one hand just like completely engulfed my whole hand. But it was amazing because them shorts was tight. I mean, real tight.
Hey, we didn't mention Arsenio, Patti LaBelle. Hey, the Southland Singers.
Oh, wow. You going to go there?
Shirley Caesar.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm trying to see who I can name, but I'm like, it's a few.
Mighty
I mean,
Miles
not to be braggadocious.
We used to see him joking like, what, twice a month? Because Uncle Roy put together a program.
Go backstage at the Apollo and see all of them. So
They watch it. You couldn't tell Unc they wasn't shit. Well, when they was playing the Apollo, you couldn't tell them because they went and got brand new processors.
You go from opening to closing the show.
Who that?
The
Southland.
Yeah.
Yeah. We was in the big time, but we all pack up and go to the Apollo to watch Unc them play. Yeah.
Those were the days.
If only social media was out back then, we could have made us some change.
Well, actually, man, I tried to go online to find me some old cuts from the Southlands. I would go surprise the messenger and open up one of his shows with Southlands, but they was done. Their career was done before we started recording.
No, actually, believe it or not, they got a song up there.
I'll try to find it.
Sound vinyl.
Oh, real quick, and this is just between me and you. Did you do what I told you to do early this morning? About Googling?
No.
Oh, okay. Good thing you didn't.
All right, cool.
All right, move on.
He said...
He said, what's inside between me and him?
It's between me and you. So now everybody think I'm crazy.
No, because I just wanted to know.
No, I ain't doing that.
4 o'clock, 3, 4 o'clock this morning, you sitting out texting. About
I was up working, man. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys do know Bonetta McGee, she died, right?
When?
Pussy.
Oh, now
at
I gotta go watch Sparkle. Carmen, we gotta watch Sparkle now.
Wow. Yeah.
We have to go watch Sparkle. Sister can't fly on one wing. We gotta go watch Sparkle. We have to watch Sparkle now.
She died in 2010.
Really?
Wow. That's how black. Wow.
Are you serious?
Yo,
are you serious?
Brother Messenger. Since Nurse Carmen was so surprised by that, you could have just said she died this morning and then told her later the real date.
Wow.
See, y'all ain't even right. That's not even right. That's wrong for so many reasons. That's wrong. You know that? But you know what? I'm watching Sparkle. I have to watch it. I'm watching Sparkle. That's it. I'm watching Sparkle. Many say
didn't she star in Hammer?
And what?
I just know her
big thing was she was the big sister on Sparkle. And she said sister can't fly on one wing.
How about what?
No, which way? Hold up. Which way is up with Richard Pryor?
Okay,
she played in Jungle. She was, you know what she played in? Jungle Fever. She was the one married to Wesley Snipes, and she was when he cheated on her. She played in Jungle Fever. She was in that. She was his wife in Jungle Fever. That's what she played in. She was the wife. She was married to Wesley Snipes. When he cheated on her.
Did she ever play in L.A.
he...
Law or Bustin' Loose, Hell's Town? Maybe I got the wrong one, so that's why, that's why I'm asking.
Watch this. I got ready to say, see, that sound like Google right there. That sound like Google in the background.
But, yeah. Carmen,
wow.
You got to watch Sparkle. That's all. We got to watch Sparkle.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Just do Sparkle. That's all. Just do Sparkle.
Okay.
That's what you do when you're talking to somebody. You Google shit real quick, and then you start throwing shit at them to make you sound real intelligent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You
just
start
do
sounding
Sparkle.
Like,
shoot.
You really know his stuff.
Just do Sparkle. When they wore them long gloves, and she'd be rolling them down her arm, and she got that long mermaid gown, and they'd be rolling down them gloves. Just Sparkle.
That's right.
It's a classic. Anyway, Sparkle's a classic. I'm surprised you didn't even.
I'm
surprised.
A big Buddha lounge.
Yeah,
okay, then.
Get your hand off that keyboard.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
My bad. Hey, but no. What,
hey, you know what?
See, that's why we still practicing. Cause I always watch this.
Sorry. Hey, I'm sorry,
you
that was the wrong
one.
Huh?
What
baby?
Yeah.
But I like that.
Get yourself together, Messenger. Get yourself together.
That's the whole thing.
Hey,
put
she played in the Cotton Club. So look, she ain't dead?
She played the mother of Jason in the game.
Hey,
is she dead or not? Is she dead?
No, she's not dead.
With my emotions.
Hey, listen,
why are you messing with my emotions like that?
Mine too.
You had me all upset.
I was gonna go watch Sparkle. Hey, but listen, we got about 90 seconds and then our time is up. So we're gonna go around the horn, say our good nights. We're gonna make it quick because we got 45 seconds to go. Miss Carmen.
I'm too emotional. I'm too emotional over Vanetta. I can't look. Good night. Good night.
Good night, guys. Love you.
Hey,
go ahead, baby,
I love you
it's
too.
It's Lunetta.
No, it's a B.
It's Vanetta.
Hey,
I thought it was Vanetta McGee.
This is Kenny.
No, it's Lunetta McGee.
Hot podcast.
No, it's Lunetta.
Just
all they spending their time signing off.
Good night. I love y'all. Good night.
Nigga. nigga, I got to close, nigga. But so we got to
go. Oh, okay. Hey, it's been real, but it's letting that up.
She ain't dead, right?
As long as she ain't dead. All right. The Lord,
she ain't dead.
All right. Hey, everybody, have a nice evening. Let's have a nice evening. Hey, good night, everybody.
Okay.
Good night. Go ahead, Brother Messi. One more time. It's letting that.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.